construction of the boats was uncharted territory. We had to figure it out as we went and hope for the best in some ways. Getting them to and from the water, piecing them together, refining the things that need refining. It's a fun and exciting thing because overall, everyone's contributed and done such a good job. The craftsman's level of these boats is pretty much as good as any maker could do it. Before River to Recovery, life was pretty bleak. Not much happening, daily routine of depression and emptiness. No outlook on anything positive and feeling very numb with the world. I'd become homeless. I was in a relationship that was very difficult. It's hard to find people who are willing to take the hard part of the illness and allow you the space and time to deal with that, but also be there. Relationship-wise, I'd have a hard time socialising. I always have. I know as a child, through school, I was always cast into the shadows as a different person by the children around me. Mental health has never been something to be talked about with my family in such a way other than get over it. When you're unwell, you don't really realise what's happening. And you know, that's why people like St. Luke's and support groups can help you through these things, get you to a place where you can start recognising and then repair what's happened. And from that point, things just started changing. I know what's going on now. I'm conscious, I'm aware, and I've done a lot of things wrong in my life, made a lot of wrong choices. But where I am now, I'm me. And I'm never going to lose that. And that was the only one thing you always prayed for, was to be free of all those binds. There is hope. There is something different other than treatment that can help you. It's shown me that there are things out there in the world that you can enjoy. Life can be good. It doesn't have to be bad.